Here's the approach, and this sectional game is underway. Here's a deep end over kick, and Wyatt Crump is going to let it bounce by about 5 yards deep into the end zone, and there it is. First and 10 for Scott City at their own 20. Two stand-up tight ends left side for the Beavers. A power play left side. This is the Wyatt Crump. Has some room. 20, 15, 20, 25, 30. 35, across the 40 to midfield, and he's going to be escorted out of bounds at the Cardinal 45-yard line. A nice run of about 51 yards on the left side for Wyatt Crump, and a Beaver first down. Fourth and four at the Cardinal 20-yard line. Moving from right to left as we see it here. Shotgun set up for Trey O'Neill. He has four to snap it. Takes the snap, rolling to his left. Looking, still looking downfield. He will fire it late. Pass cut. Warren Crump, 15 inside the 10. It's first and goal down at about the 5-yard line. And that time, Trey O'Neill bought a lot of time and has a first and goal for Scott City. Third and goal from the 3-yard line. Shotgun set up for Trey O'Neill. It's Paco Banda to the right of him. Two receivers to the right. Tight end right side as well. It's quarterback draw. Trey O'Neill has a crease. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Scott City. With 3:31 to go first quarter, it's the Beavers. A 99-yard drive and lead it 6-0. Fourth and goal here from the 1-yard line for Conway Springs. I'll take the direct snap up the middle, and that's going to be an easy touchdown for Luke Fisher, his 13th touchdown of the year on their 15th play of the drive from a yard out, and it is 7-6 for Scott City. First and 10 for Scott City. Go to a half wing set up on the left side. Play fake, Trey O'Neill looking left side, and now we'll go right side for Warren Crump. Makes a catch, 40, 35 inside the 30, 25 inside the 20, and down to the 14-yard line. A big pickup on the play to Warren Crump at the 14 of Conway Springs with a minute one to go first half. Shotgun set up. Wyatt Crump lined up to the left side of Trey O'Neill. He'll drop back to pass under all kinds of pressure. Throws it for Sloan Baker. Makes the catch into the end zone. Are you serious? Touchdown, Scott City with 31 seconds to go before halftime. Great pass play, and the Beavers reclaim the lead. Third down, 11, Conway Springs at the 42 of Scott City. It'll be Finstad dropping back to pass, looking right, still all kinds of time now under pressure. He is going to be sacked back at the 48-yard line by Chance Yeager. Yeager's fifth sack of the year, and it's going to bring up fourth down. Conway Springs with their 15th play of the drive to begin the fourth quarter. It's a fourth and five at the Scott City 35. Finstad right side passes too far in front, and he is intended receiver, Alex Stanley. And 3 seconds in the fourth quarter, the Beavers will take over on downs at their own 31st and 10. Fourth down coming up here. It's Finstad rolling to his right, still looking downfield, throws a late pass, tipped up, and they drop by Travis Wood. It was deflected by Baker. Wood had it and then dropped it, and it's first down, Scott City. The Beaver defense coming to play again. First and 10, Conway Springs. They'll mark it at their own 15. They'll run two receivers, one to both sides. They'll send a man in motion. That's Finstad left to right. He'll get the catch and double reverse. Stanley now, triple reverse. Down the field it goes. It's going to be too far thrown. It passed. Picked up. Trey O'Neill in midfield. 45-yard line, 40. 35 for Conway Springs. And he runs out of bounds at the 33-yard line. Just the second interception thrown on the season by Conway Springs. Third down and 8 from the 19-yard line. 5:10 to go in the game. 5 to snap it here for Trey O'Neill. Their wing tee setup, little 3-step drop. Pump fake for Chris Pounds. He'll go to the end zone for Pounds. He'll make the catch. Back pedals into the end zone. Touchdown, Scott City, with 5 minutes to go in the game. It is 20-7 for the Beavers. Second down and 4 from the 36. That was Conway Springs' first pass completion of the afternoon. Finstad will try to tuck it up and run. Now he's still looking to pass it. Under pressure, he's going to be drilled. Chance Yeager with his second sack of the afternoon. Back at the 37-yard line, a loss of a yard, and it's third down and 5. So a big fourth down and 2 for Conway Springs. 3 minutes to go in the game. 20-7, Scott City. Direct snap up the middle. Luke Fisher, he pushes forward, does not get it. He does not get the first down. Wide out slows him down. The Paco Banda finishes him off with 2:52 to go. Beaver football, first and 10 at the 33.
So Scott City actually will go to a victory formation here with 28 seconds to go. They have 3 on the play clock. Trey O'Neill will take a knee at the 45-yard line. And 24 seconds to go, Scott City does not need to snap it. If Conway Springs does not call a timeout here with 18 seconds to go, they blow the whistle with 16. They do not need to snap it at all. And Scott City, for a second straight year, will have a matchup with the Beloit Trojans. For the first 2 times in this brief history between these 2 teams, it's been the Conway Springs fans that have gone home victors. Well, today at TK Shin Field, the color choice is Beaver Blue as they knock off the Conway Springs Cardinals 20-7.